Hi, good evening. I'm the Hipster Mama, and on tonight's episode, I'm going to discuss 10 ways that single moms can manage their finances and stay frugal while caring for their children. This is something that is really this is something I'm passionate about because I'm pretty frugal by nature. I try to cut expenses and manage money wisely, although there are times when I haven't always done that well. In the past, I have not done well with you with managing credit cards wisely, and as a result ended up going into debt. And then there are also times, even now and every once in a while, where I spend a little too much on certain things. But for the most part, I try to keep a frugal mindset as a single stay-at-home mom. And even if you're not a single mom, if you are a stay-at-home mom and you're trying to manage finances and just stay financially afloat while living on one income, while still being able to have a little fun with yourself and have fun with the kids on a budget. That's what tonight's episode is going to be about. So this is really just some basic, just 10 things that I do to maintain a frugal lifestyle as a single stay-at-home mom. But it would apply to people of all different backgrounds who are just trying to manage money wisely and who just want to keep more of their income instead of wasting money on things that really don't matter. And so, with that said, we're going to go right into it. Number one, you use the library to get books, or to use a computer, or to rent DVDs, or even just to take your kids to different fun activities. One of the benefits of the library now is that they offer computer service where if you're in the middle of transitioning from one job to the next and you need to perform a job search, but you don't have a laptop at home and you really can't afford to buy even if you can't afford to buy even some of the more inexpensive laptops right now because money is really, really tight for you. You can always visit the library to search for jobs, to fill out job applications, to research different jobs, and even check out books dealing with certain careers. Also, another thing at the library is that they have a reference section, which includes the occupational, how's the word, the occupational handbook, where and this is a directory of all the different careers that's provided by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what they do is they come out with an occupational handbook, and what it does is it chronicles all the different careers that are in demand at this time and what kind of work is involved with that career, how much you can expect to be paid on a yearly basis based on different trends as far as whether that career is going in an upwards trend or downwards trend. So all these things you can do career research at the library. Also, if you have little ones and you want to get them off the screens and really get them into reading more, just about every library has what's known as a summer reading program. And what this is you can go in and have your child sign up for the program, and they will have to read a certain amount of books, and they'll be given a book list. And if they read all those books, they get a special prize, and the prize varies based on the library. So that's another thing you can do. It's frugal and it's fun, and it's a way to this is an it's another it's a fun way for you to get the kids excited about learning is by visiting their library. And you can even find some really good books for yourself, some really good nonfiction books, fiction. You can read encyclopedias, although you won't be able to check out the encyclopedias from the library. You can read them. You can go in and spend a few hours just reading encyclopedia articles. If you need to perform research for certain work from home jobs, and you need to and it requires quite a bit of research, instead of spending so much money from the bookstore or even on Amazon, you can go right to the library and perform research. It's very frugal. So that's the first way. The second way that you can stay frugal is to skip eating out and buying expensive coffee drinks at places like Starbucks or any other coffee shops in your neighborhood. It's amazing how pricey fast food and just regular restaurant meals can cost. I there are times when everyone this happens once in a blue moon, but there are times when I would go to my local fast food places. And here and where I live, we're surrounded by quite a few fast food places. We don't live very far from a certain major street, and on this street it's flooded with fast food joints. And so in certain neighborhoods you can be really tempted to skip cooking at home and just go for the fast food or restaurant meals instead. But the thing about that is you're not only paying for the meal itself, and you're more likely, and you're paying for the drinks, you're paying for dessert, appetizers, or if you're visiting a fast food joint, you're paying for the whole combo meal, which can cost an arm and a leg. But with that same amount of money, you can go to a supermarket and recreate some of these same meals and possibly make even healthier versions. Now, one good way to be able to maintain a really good your cooking schedule is meal planning. And you can also do batch cooking. And so what that is, you can take certain staples out of that are in your pantry and just create meals from those instead of going, and also instead of making repeated trips to the store. I mentioned this in a previous podcast, but instead of making repeated trips to the store, you can just do batch cooking and do some meal planning and just prepare meals that can last you for a week or maybe even 2 weeks. But when you do this, make sure that you are preparing meals that freeze well, because that's actually the best type of meal planning is when you is if you create meals that you can just toss in the freezer, and then you can take it out and it won't take that long to reheat, and you have meals for days. So that's my second my the second way that I cut costs to be frugal is I skip I try to skip fast food and going out to restaurants repeatedly. Instead, I do most of my cooking at home, and then there are times when I would do some meal planning so that I can have so that I will have meals for days, and I can just cook ahead of time, and that also saves you time. So you won't have to cook dinner every day. So this day I'm cooking this, and the next day I have to cook this. It just becomes time consuming, and you lose your motivation to cook at home. So that's the second reason. So on to the third reason. I buy a majority of my clothes and my daughter's clothes either from consignment shops, thrift stores, or I buy them at discount prices from some of the major retailers online. I try to look for sales whenever possible when it comes to buying clothes. I am not a big fan of paying full price for. Now, I like name brand clothes. I love the name brand clothes. I'm a big fan of them, yes, but I look for frugal ways to purchase them. And a lot of times I use apps like RetailMeNot. And for those who are not familiar with that, I'll tell you about it. RetailMeNot is an app. You can download this on your phone, but there's also a desktop version on a computer where you can. Where they'll show you all the different promo codes that you can enter in when you, and it will also link you to those same retailers that are offering these promo codes, and you'll save so much money. I've done that quite a bit in the past when I would buy my daughter's clothes, and at times when I would buy clothes for myself. So that is the third thing that I do. So that's what I have here for number three. So number three, I try to I, this so. So what I, so number three, once again, I try to buy my clothes on consignment, meaning consignment shops. I might go to thrift stores. Sometimes I go to eBay and compare prices there. I might go to, like I said, thrift stores, or I'll just shop around for the latest deals. I'll go from one retailer to the next, visit one website. I'll have one tab open for this retailer, then I'll have this other tab open just so I can locate the best deals for clothes. I just don't believe in paying full price for clothes, even if it's especially if it's name brand. And even if I really love those name brands, I'm gonna do whatever I can to save money and to shave off hundreds of dollars. As many of you know, kids outgrow their clothes very quickly, especially with shoes. Like right now, my daughter it seems that my daughter has just gone up a size, so now I'm gonna have to shop around for some really good deals because she is in need of some more shoes for the spring and summer months, and that's what I'm in the process of doing now. So that is my third. That's the third thing that I do. So number four, moving on to number four now. So number four, another thing that I like to do as far as saving money goes is it, actually what I like to do is I look for free entertainment. I look for free activities that I can do. If not free, at the lowest cost possible. Actually, not too long ago, we have a park not too far from our house, and once a month they have a free art festival that where people can come in, and the music is free, although you might have to pay for some of the artwork and the food. But generally, there's no free, you don't have to pay to actually get in. And And I'll go and but I will say that the snacks that they offer there are not too hot and are extremely pricey, and so that's a, so and then even some of the art pieces, some of the crafts that I see there are not extremely hot, and so that's a good thing about these kinds of festivals is that you save money, you don't have to pay hundreds of dollars to go to a concert or to a music festival when there are many community events that are either free or inexpensive. So if you're trying to save money, this is something I would definitely do. So that's the fourth thing I do. I try to look for free or inexpensive ways to entertain myself and entertain my daughter. And one of the ways that I do that is I and as far as entertaining my daughter, I have a 3-year-old toddler. She is very active. She gets bored quickly, and she always wants to go from one thing to the next. If it's not going outside, she wants to find something else to do. So what I do is I like to rotate her toys. Now I'll do that as well. Okay, it's free. I'm not. It doesn't require me to go out and buy new toys. And what I do with that is, if there's toys that I know she doesn't really play with very often, I'll put them somewhere else in another storage area of the house, and I just keep the toys that she mainly plays with. Then when she gets bored with those, I take out the ones that she's suddenly asking for, showing interest in. So by rotating your toys, that helps as well, and then that keeps her entertained. You don't have to run out and buy the latest gadgets or the latest toys. Just by rotating those toys periodically, it will keep her entertained, and she'll think you just bought some new stuff for her when really these are the same toys that you've always had. You just rotated them. So that's free entertainment right there. Another way that my daughter and I entertain ourselves for free is we go in the backyard. She has a really big pink bouncy ball plus a bike that my mom got her not too long ago, and also in our yard there's plenty of plants and flowers for her to admire, and there's sticks that she plays pretend with and she pretends to cook with, and there's some old plant pots that my late grandmother had, and so she pretends with those. In addition to that, we have a very large alley in our backyard. It's this long stretch of alley, and she rides her bike up and down the alley. We may throw the ball to each other and play catch ball in the alley. So that's free entertainment right there. And we're getting some fresh air all at the same time. Doesn't cost us a dime to do it. And so that is the fourth thing. So that was the fourth thing. I look for ways to entertain myself and my little girl for free, and I just look for all kinds of free activities. What you can do is check your local newspaper. A lot of times they might have a that they well most local newspapers have a feature section where they might feature all the local events that are going on. And sometimes you can check with local music magazines or just local lifestyle magazines. They often announce certain events, or they might have a monthly or weekly listings of free and expensive events that are going on. So you can check with those publications as well, just to locate that. Also, sometimes it doesn't hurt to check on Facebook, because a lot of times you can just type in activities in or the city you live in, and then you can look for groups that are in your city. And a lot of times, if you have children, there are moms groups that might announce certain events that they know about, and that's another good way to check if there are any free and expensive activities in your town that where we don't have to spend a fortune. And so we're gonna move on to number five. So here's the fifth way that I like to keep things frugal. And that is to and so number five, one of the things that I like to do just to stay frugal is I buy generic brand things when it comes to groceries. I'll buy generic canned goods, generic milk, generic orange juice, and see what else. And many times generic bags of spaghetti, because there's certain things that you don't need to buy a name brand from the grocery store. A lot of times we think we just have to buy all name brand things from the grocery store, and that's not necessarily true. Now there are some things that I do have favorite name brand groceries, and I usually stick to those. But what I do is I look for ways to get sales, or I'll stock up on those items when they go on sale. Now I like to do that for all of my non-generic supermarket items. But then at the same time, there are certain food staples that I don't think it's really necessary to get name brand. And so I go generic, and that's another way that I stay frugal when as far as trying to keep my expenses low while caring for my daughter and working from home. That's one of the ways that I do it. It's just try to buy generic as often as possible without really sacrificing the quality. And what some people don't realize too, for example, with canned generic canned vegetables or fruits, there's really hardly that much difference between that and Del Monte or Swanson's or some other brand. They're equally just about the same in quality. And so with that said, I'm gonna discuss the next five after this break. All right, I'm back. This is the Hipster Mama, and I'm going to continue with the last few ways that I stay frugal as a single stay-at-home mom. One of the things that I do is cut back on my hairdressing, on my hairstyling appointments and pedicures. Nowadays, I do my pedicures at home, and for the most part, I wear my hair in a ponytail for the most part. And just because I don't really get out the house all that much, especially in formal situations, I haven't been to many formal events in I don't know how long. And since most of my day is really caring for my little girl and doing work from home assignments on my laptop, I just don't see where it really makes sense to shove out so much money every week or 2 weeks at the hairdresser. So now I will do this periodically, but nowadays it's more once a month, maybe every 1 or 2 months now that I make it to the hairdresser, or something's really really and my hair looks really really tacky and I might need a perm or I really need a deep conditioning or something like that, then I'll go visit the hairdresser. But I don't go to the hairdresser as frequently nowadays. I just put a little grease, some gel, some shine, some mists or spritz or any kind of hairspray or oil sheen, and just put my hair right in the ponytail and I'm good to go, and it saves me quite a bit of money. So one of those, that's number six. The sixth way that I save money is just by not visiting the hair salon as much, or going to the spa, or getting pedicures or manicures. As far as manicures, because I'm always getting my hands dirty with my little girl, I just figure it makes no sense to get regular manicures. I'm only going to be wasting money because any polish, and especially if it's the color polish, especially if the polish that especially if I know that the polish is going to chip off in a matter of days, if not in a matter of weeks, if not days, it just, to me, I feel like I would just be wasting money. And so that's the sixth way that I stay frugal as a single stay-at-home mom. And we're gonna move on to number seven. And number seven, I look for side hustles that don't cost a lot to do. And one of those side hustles is freelance writing. That's what I love about freelance writing. Not just and but also but that's not the top reason. That's actually this reason is actually secondary. My main reason for getting into freelance writing is because I love writing. I've always loved writing. I've been writing stories since I was 12, and so even to this day, writing is therapeutic to me. It's a way for me to reach out to a wider audience and help others with my story, and just to offer help to those who need it. And I like to do it through my writing. But there's also a cost effectiveness to freelance writing, and that is how I save money. You know, with certain side hustles, you have to invest in all kinds of equipment that will it could be camcorders or digital cameras, tripods, or you have to invest in really expensive software to put on your computer. And if you're on a bare bones budget, certain side hustles just might not work for you because of the cost associated with that. So as a single stay-at-home mom who also recognizes her need to earn income from home, I save money by looking for side hustles that are low cost but still will fall within my talent range. And I found that freelance writing is at the top of the list of that. Second to that would be podcasting, because I realized with podcasting, you don't, at least to get started, you don't need a ton of equipment and have to shove out hundreds of dollars just to do it. It's another low cost side hustle, and it's a form of passive income. Now, freelance writing would be a more active income than passive income, but freelance writing and podcasting are two of the ways that I use to just to keep expenses low while still doing my side hustles. So that's another way that I stay frugal, is to always be on the lookout for low cost but still profitable but still meaningful side hustles where I can utilize my talents and help others through my work. So that is another way, and that would be number seven. So we're gonna go on to the eighth reason. So number eight, another way that I stay frugal, another way that I do it is to just. A lot of times, one of the things that I do, and this is something that I've done for years to stay frugal, and especially now as a single staying home mom, is to declutter. And you may think, what does decluttering have to do with saving money? Well, when you declutter your space, you do save money, and here's how. I don't know if any of you have discovered this when you declutter, but I found this to be true. Whenever I declutter either my pantry in the kitchen, my closet in my room, or the refrigerator, I come across things that I didn't realize that I bought, and yet I thought I didn't have it because and then I would just run out and buy a lot of the same things that I already had in my closet or pantry. And that can and that's and what happens, I realized, well, I just wasted money on buying that because I had this all along. I just didn't declutter and I didn't dig deep enough to find it. So number eight. So the eighth thing that I do to maintain some frugality in my life as a single stay-at-home mom is to declutter. Because when you declutter, you discover things that you never thought you had. I'm talking about jeans with tags still on them, shirts that still have the tags on them that you probably never wore, or you may come across some outfits that you haven't worn in over 3 or 4 years, and maybe you can't fit it anymore, or you can, but it was so hidden underneath all the other clutter, you didn't know it was there, and you had a whole new outfit, and you discover, and you may have discovered 3 or 4 outfits that you can wear for the next. For your next get together. So when that happens, when you declutter and also donate or toss out the things you no longer need or want, you save money. You really do, and you also save time because you don't have to worry about spending hours and hours going through all these massive amounts of clutter in your closet trying to find out what am I going to wear, or if you're trying to find something to cook, you don't have to spend so much time going through all the cans of vegetables, and you have to work your way through the canned chili just to finally get to the those five cans of chicken broth that you forgot you had. And by decluttering your home every once in a while, you do save money in the long run. And so I would put that at number eight. And so number nine, another thing that I like to do to stay frugal is to, one of the things I like to do is to do homemade It's to do it's what I like to do, especially I like to do this when it comes to special occasions, is to get blank cards that are inexpensive and use that when I want to give a card to someone, either for Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, birthdays, Christmas, whatnot. A lot of the drugstores, and especially the dollar stores like Dollar Tree and Dollar General, they usually have blank cards that you can just write your own messages in them. You don't have to pay really high prices, unlike the traditional greeting cards. You can purchase the blank cards, and that's a good way to save money on just sending a card to someone in case you may have some relatives out of town and it's their birthday coming up, and you want to send them a card, but you really don't want to pay high prices for that. So for those special occasions, it's always good to have some blank cards on hand. This is something my late grandmother did, so I used to see her do that. And in fact, she gave a few to me so I can give to other relatives. When she had some extra ones, she would give some away to me, and I would just write. And since with me being a natural writer, I just found it natural to just write messages inside of the blank cards. I'll come up with certain Bible verses I would include in there. And since these cards came with envelopes, I would create my own little interesting messages on the envelopes and just got creative. So one way, so that would be the ninth way that I would save money as a single stay-at-home mom, is that when it came to special occasions, I would look for inexpensive ways to show my appreciation. And that would be if whether it be thank you notes or any kind of special occasions, I would just look for inexpensive blank cards and put my own messages in there. And the last one, I believe that's the last one. And the last one, as far as the way that I stay frugal as a single stay-at-home mom, is it's one of the things that I do is I unplug my devices when not in use. I do it with the computer. A lot of times I do it with my phone. Because what we don't realize is that as long as we keep things plugged in, even if we turn them off, you're still using up a lot of power. Even if you were to cut your TV off, even if you cut your computer off, it is better to unplug them. So that's something that I try to do as often as possible. Now, the times when I don't, I might be in a rush if I'm getting ready to run an errand. I just don't do it. But that's one of the things that I like to do is unplug my devices when not in use. And that goes for other things. If during the day I don't have my light on unless it's really overcast. Or unless it's a really stormy day, I'll have my light on during the day. But other than that, I will not have my lights on. I just open my blinds, let the natural light in, and that's how I get my work done with using the natural light. I won't turn my light on unless it's anywhere between the hours of 5 and 7 p.m. because now that it's summer, it doesn't really get dark till around 7 or 8 now. So what I started doing is just not having lights burn all day. That's another thing as well. And as well, and the air conditioner, it does get pretty hot where I live. So like I live in the South, it gets really humid. And I also live in a humid part of the South. I'm in Louisiana. It gets very humid in the summertime. So we run out AC quite a bit. But there are periods of the day when if it gets too cold, I just cut it off completely. I just don't have it running and running. Sometimes, and then what I like to do is I like to have it running for a good few hours, maybe overnight going into mid-morning. Then I cut it off and just give it a break. Because by doing that, I'm not running my AC all day long. I try not to do that too much. And by doing that, I can save on utility bills. And with that said, this is the Hipster Mama, and these are just some of the many. Actually, there are many more ways that I save money, but these were the ones that I thought about earlier today while preparing for tonight's episode. And you can send your comments on how you stay frugal. How do you manage your expenses? What are the different ways that you save money on your household? How do you go about doing it? I welcome all of your voice messages and as far as how you do it. If you have any suggestions for any future episodes, any topics that you would like me to cover, you can also mention that in your comments and voice messages as well. So once again, this is the Hipster Mama. And until the next episode, everyone have a blessed night.